I will eat my neighbors.
I will eat your ass.
So moist.
This episode of the
K-Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Fuck you. You're a goddamn communist. I'm fucking Reagan-era fucking conservative, pussy.
The reverb's a little off, but that reverb always cracks me up. It needs to be matched up a little better.
Tingling with excitement. Trembling with horror. And throbbing with emotion.
Show number 99 or 399.
99.
I took 300 away from us there.
99.
Show number 399. It's December 8th. 2020, we're opening up with some the only song Dimebag Darrell sang with Pantera.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
This is on Metal Magic. Hi, Peggy. I think so. Metal Magic.
Yep.
Yeah.
You said it's been 16 years.
16
today.
Years today. We have Chuck Yeager died this morning.
Chuck Yeager.
At a healthy 90-something, right?
Yep. Yeah. The first man to break the sound barrier. And then we had...
Dimebag broke many a sound barrier himself.
Dimebag, 16
And he drank a lot of Yeager.
Nice. Yeah.
He did drink a lot of Yeager.
Full circle, baby.
What if Yeager was made of Chuck Yeager's semen? I'm just throwing it out there. What if?
It tastes like it.
Might as well drink a hero semen.
Yeah. And then...
Braver Than Me.
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
How many years has that been?
Is that 84? 82?
So.
I don't know. Everybody's been playing that audio. Have you heard it?
Which one?
The one, the Monday Night Football audio.
Oh, yeah. It was broke. I have heard that. I haven't heard it this year, but.
Would you like to hear it? I've got it.
Well, I want to talk about Dime a little bit more.
Okay. Talk about Dime. And then, because I got another.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin. It's good to be here. Let's talk about our heroes that have died.
All the people that have died today.
That we thought were awesome.
We did think they were
awesome. Brian, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, guys.
You just can't stay away, can you?
Dude,
you love us.
I need dude time, and this is the only dude, besides the once a month comedy show I get to do.
This is your only dude time?
I want to talk about your comedy show.
That's comic, and some of them could be dudes, and some of them could be worth talking to. But I actually want to like hang out with you guys.
Well, that's touching.
It is touching.
Very touching.
Very touching.
Touching of my heart. So, the morning that I found out about Dime,
found out about it 10 minutes after it happened.
See, I didn't. I was crashed out.
And that's 2004.
It was really cold.
Yeah. Which is what was a text or a call?
I was going to a shitty cubicle job, and my ex-wife, she would always turn on the news. And all of a sudden, I heard NBC morning show talking about Dime. And I was like, what the? What are they? And then it hit me. Okay, if they're talking about Dime.
There's only one reason.
Yeah, there's only one reason that they're talking about him. So I immediately got up and was just I remember walking around my house just dazed. I didn't even want to go to work. And then some asshat started running his mouth at work as soon as I got in. And I was like, and it was a new job. And I was like,
what do you mean running his mouth? Like already making jokes? Because there's always that guy.
Yeah, like, he was some guy. He wasn't a bad guy, but
he
didn't realize.
It's like the first 9/11 joke about 9/11 on 9/11. It's like, yeah. who does that?
He didn't know.
Kurt Cobain joke.
He wasn't a bad guy or anything. He just didn't know that, like, what he was talking about. And he was some dude out from Lubbock. From Texas Tech.
Wait, was he making jokes Dimebag being dead without knowing it?
No, he wasn't. He goes, okay. I don't know. Some jackass died. Something, whatever. Oh, like, he just like that.
Oh, that's just.
And
that's
I sat.
Just poor communication.
He was on the other wall. He was on the other side of the wall than me, and I was just sitting there going, "Okay, you just got this job.
Trump
Do
wall?
I fucking lose it? Do I lose it? Just because
you just push the wall over on him,
and I just go choke him." Fucking wrap my hands yeah. around his scrawny throat.
No, that's when you just kick the wall and just stand on it yeah. and just start jumping. You're like, ah.
But I calmed down, went outside after that, smoked a few cigarettes and stuff. And then it was a sad day. That's probably I think Dime affected me more. I know it did the local music scene. You know my theory about how it went through it's still kind of a depression, post Dime depression in metal. We've talked about this before.
He's got you, not me.
Turn me down
just a little bit.
But anyway, let me see which one this is.
Sorry.
So
keep going. Those
right there with Kurt Cobain, though. I think Dime was more hard for me than Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain, you kind of saw it coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was still shocking when it happened.
It was very shocking, but the writing was on the wall kind of with Dime.
I had just seen Nirvana.
Yeah,
2 months earlier.
The problem with Dime was that made no sense. There was nothing about it made sense.
Yeah.
You can't make sense of a crazy person.
No, he's in a new band. They're touring. He's getting Damage playing Off the Ground and all that shit.
So
of course it was a shocker.
When I found out, it was a text of a friend of a friend had gotten a text about everything that had happened up there. And I got the text, and it was still kind of like, what? Is this real? The internet's around.
Yeah.
So you start kind of looking around, and you don't see anything for a long time because you're like, well, maybe MTV will report on it. It's a big deal. Or maybe this or that outlet will finally report on it. It was no big deal.
Remember checking MTV.com for like actual news
hear
about?
Yeah. Kurt Loder would jump up and start telling you things.
I loved him.
I did too.
Him and Matt Penfield. It's just like everyone else could go fuck.
But it was like one of those things, like I sent the message to Jared and I was like, I don't know if this is 100% or not, but I'm getting reports that Dimebag's been killed on stage.
Yeah. And then I don't know if it's real. The next day you're like, oh my gosh.
And you know, the video that I saw the next day was all the edited stuff. I didn't see the full length video until we played that show at Rock Dogs that night.
The video was that just like had that something already set up at the venue, or is that like
security cameras? Security cameras.
That makes sense.
So they had security cameras of everything leading up to it, but we played Rock Dogs, this shitty venue down there across from the Miller plant on 35.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know what it's called now, but it's still there. We played a show there, and we go rolling up in there one night to load in our gear, and one of the guys there had gotten the raw footage.
It was
Warren.
The
Faces of Death version.
Yeah.
One of him or
They also had cameras set up because...
Yeah, it was a show.
Yeah, and Dime and Vinny had cameras with them all the time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Camcorders and stuff, so they had them all set up. So you could see the raw footage. They had the raw fucking footage of everything.
Damn. I never watched it. That night, I purposely didn't watch it, and I never will, but I did. I have seen Officer Niedermeyer kill the motherfucker. I've seen that part where he goes in and ends it, but I don't have any desire to see that, man.
I don't either. I didn't want to see it that night.
No, it's not something that you want to see. And I am dead serious. I could write a book about the Dallas music scene. I've thought about writing a book about the Dallas music scene and what happened after that day.
You should.
Because we went through a big funk, and we're still not completely out of it. The metal scene went through a funk.
Wonder how much Jack Daniels was drink that night.
Oh, God.
The next week. Seagram's and Jack, how much was –
now,
a spike? There's probably
the
a
thing
spike.
That was weird about Dave Dime was Jacob, me, and Josh – hung out that night, And we called Dave. And Dave, they found his body the next day.
Drowning pool.
Okay, yeah. They found his body the next day. That's we were calling him. We called him. We called LeJean. We got drunk. And we were drinking these. I'll never forget. We were drinking some waitress where we were at. Because Jacob was, he wasn't with the band. He was in town. And I don't, he might have been working with Pat Green at this time and not doing stuff with, not doing the drum tech for Drowning Pool. But he, this waitress got us drinking cranberry juice with, Beam. We were taking shots of Jim Beam with a chaser of cranberry.
It's not bad.
It wasn't bad. But the next morning, it was pouring down rain. I mean, or when I woke up way late, and it was pouring down rain, and then fucking I woke up to a text from, because you could text back. It was right when texting was around.
Texting was a cool thing.
And, this is worth 10 cents.
Josh sent me a text that said, man, fucking Dave died. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, yeah, man. I was like,
Found him in his bus.
And I'd seen him when they came, when they rolled through on Ozfest. I talked to him right before that. He was getting a cheeseburger before the show. He's like fucking hungover and shit. And we chatted for a little bit. And then that was the last time I saw him. And it was so cool because I was like, dude, we used to play with y'all. We used to see you everywhere, man. You're one of us. Like, you fucking, you were in the scene, man. And now you're fucking a rock star.
How did Dave die?
And
I know it was like they found him on the bus.
Heart failure.
Oh, okay. Thanks to, aided by,
don't know,
COVID.
Drugs? Don't know.
You know.
Drugs? No.
Probably.
Oh, okay.
But a sad day for local music. Sad day for metal today, for sure.
Did, shit, I was going to ask
you. Do a Black Tooth.
Fucking something.
For Dime. The first time I ever met Dime, this is how I was introduced to Dime Bagdaryl. Was in the parking lot.
Bagdaryl.
It was in the parking lot.
The day he dies and you put a weird spin on his name.
What do you mean?
You said Dime Bagdaryl.
Oh. Well, he used to be Diamond Daryl.
Well, yeah. I know, but no, it's Dime Bagdaryl.
Back
it's
in
Dime
the day.
Like, and then they called Dave Diamond Dave. Remember that?
Diamond Dave.
Da-da. So,
back in the day when I met him, it was Diamond Daryl.
I know, but it wasn't. Hey, weird. That's Dime Bagdaryl over there. Yeah. No one's going to go by Bagdaryl.
So anyway,
Dime or not?
Okay. Anyway, we played Daddy Rocks and we opened up for Pump Jack and we had to try to act like we could party with all those old guys and fucking. So we did. We tried to do all the shots. We tried to do all the whiskeys. We tried to do all the beers.
The old guys killed you guys.
Yes, and I blacked out. Fucking fell down, blacked out in the parking lot of Daddy Rocks. We were loading out, and all of a sudden, I come through, looking straight up in the sky. Dime's right here yelling at me, and Johnson's right here yelling at me, get the fuck up, you fucking pussy! They're just yelling at me, like full on, like a drill sergeant. And I was like, ah! I get up, and I was like,
you're Dime Bagdaryl.
Johnson. That was Dime yelling at me. He's like, I know! It was cool. And then, you remember Matt Baker? He came around some during Steadfast. He almost got in a fight that night with Vinnie Paul because of the ticket. He walked up to Vinnie Paul and goes, well, first he went to Dime. It was so funny because I'm going to walk up to Dime because he'd been listening to the ticket. That was Baker's deal. Mm-hmm. And do you remember when him and Reiner, actually it was more Grego that would say, you're not the common man?
Yeah.
Well, he fucking walks up. Theron was our friend. That's how we met all the Pantera dudes was from Theron. Because Theron grew up with them, was good friends with them. That's how we got to open up for Pump Jack. That's how we got introduced to the Abbotts. So he fucking, Baker goes up, like Dom's just sitting by the sound booth, just minding his own business. He wasn't even fucking drunk yet. He was just like, he'd just gotten there and he was just sitting there hanging out. He was, I don't even think he was drinking a beer yet. And all of a sudden, Baker gets up, taps him on the shoulder and goes, hey, man, you're not the common man. And just looks at him. And Dime just goes, what? Like, kind of looks at him. And me and Johnson are just going, oh, my God, what the fuck is he doing? And then he goes, you could see him going like this. And Baker comes back and goes, he just told me, that's not me, man. That's not me, dude. I don't know what you're talking about, man. That's not me. And so he goes, go talk to Vin. So he didn't learn his lesson. And he goes and fucking does it to Vin. Well, Vin wasn't having it. He was like, what the fuck? Get the fuck away from me. And then...
short fuse.
Yeah. They start jawing at each other. Everybody starts getting tense. And then Baker goes inside. Actually, this was after. This was a. This wasn't the day, the first time I ever met them. But Baker goes inside. It was when it was called the Sanctuary. The when this happened.
Yeah.
Baker goes inside and tears up the fucking bathroom. Like, just starts tearing it to pieces. Johnson is at one point walking into the bathroom at the Sanctuary as Dime's walking out. And he just looks around like he looks at Johnson and goes, man, I'm glad it wasn't me, man. I'm glad it wasn't me, because everybody was just lit. And Johnson was like, I didn't do it. If I promise it was my friend. And Dime just walked off.
I remember we egged their house once because I had a buddy that lived right around the corner from them. And
the Abbott's house?
Yeah. Because, and he was
the,
he
was what, a, Dime's house, Dow Worthington Gardens, or the jam house and all that?
The Dow Worthington Gardens house. Had a buddy lived so around
Dime's
the corner
house,
from
the nice one.
The nice one. He lived around the corner.
Did you ever go to the jam house?
He was tired. No, didn't go to the jam house. Went to the Dow Worthington Gardens house. But that was the, right? That's the one that had the, they wrecked the car Christmas in the front lights. Yard and the Christmas lights and all that?
No, the one in the car in the front yard, wasn't that in Pantego?
Yeah.
Or was it in Dower? All I know is there was the jam house. The jam house was the one in the video where he's drunk in the morning and he's beating the shit out of it with a sledgehammer. Johnson used to go there like once a month.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
And
that's
they would
right.
give away shit. Yeah. You'd go up there and they'd give away shit.
Well, he lived around the corner from his real house, the nice house.
Yeah.
So we went over there and egged it, not knowing whose house it was. And then he tells us afterwards, oh, that's those metal-haired guys from that fucking metal band Pantera or whatever.
Metal-haired guys.
Like, what? Really?
Yeah.
You just had us egg Pantera's house?
Yeah.
And then we ended up going back around there because there was a party later and ended up working our way in because you could just do that. And then...
Oh, man, what happened to your house, dude? That sucks.
From that
beer.
Point on, it was just like they just showed up everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, anywhere you're just hanging out.
Remember for a few years down in Elm, like, they would always show up at the Curtain Club.
Yeah.
You'd be hanging out at the Curtain Club at a Mars, what's that, Fair to Midland, and you'd be upstairs, and all of a sudden you'd run into Dime. You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here,
man? Oh, yeah,
that
happened to me all the time.
And then, of course, you'd see him at the clubhouse. One of the funniest things that ever happened, I've told you this story, is when they came back from, or they were in the middle of their tour.
That's not one of the funniest things that ever happened. I got the funniest thing that ever happened when you're done.
Where you weren't with me at the, he was showing videos that they took on the Soulfly tour. They went camping.
No.
They all went camping. And Dime's right in front of us. Jesse's hopping around like a bunny. Fucking
like normal.
Yeah.
Like he normally did.
Like, and John Five's there. Like, there's all these fucking famous people. The only reason we were there is because I was working at the radio station. That's the only reason I even knew about it. And so we're hanging out, and Dom goes and puts his a video in, a VHS tape, because he wants to show all his buddies and stuff what they did on the camping trip, because they did a bunch of crazy shit. Like, they were doing like almost like a crash derby with a car. They were just having a good time. Well, all of a sudden, tracking hits, and next thing you know, you see this lady with her legs bent over this way, and someone's just fucking
fingering the
and
hell
he just
over.
Goes, Dom just kind of looks around, he's like, he's by himself, he's just like, he looks around, he's like, everybody's like, oh man, I didn't realize I was on there, man. And the whole bar just starts laughing their fucking ass off.
Now, the funniest thing, I think, that we've ever had encountered with them is the Twin Peaks night. That cracks me up. We're at Twin Peaks and Euless, and
Dime hadn't showed up there. I think Vinny was the only one that was there with
the whole
Chad.
The whole Damage Plan group was there.
I
eventually
didn't think Dime showed up though.
But what was funny was you
running our mouth.
You were running your mouth. Why the fuck are you playing all these Mudvayne songs? Why all this fucking Damage Plan?
Yeah.
And then Chad walks by and just gives you the evil eye, like he is about to beat the shit out of you.
What, they're playing Mudvayne in the...
That was right down the road,
Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks and Euless.
They're playing all of Chad's stuff.
Or Bedford.
What, and they knew he was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all there.
And you just had a... Did you know Chad was there?
No. We hadn't seen him
until he walked by.
Until he walked right past us and gives me a go to hell look like he's a motherfucker.
But we were being loud. Can we play anything else but Mudvayne? Come on.
Yeah, we were being obnoxious.
How about what?
We had a few pops.
Play anything else but
context clues, gentlemen. Damn.
I think it was a fight night, too.
Didn't we end up going over there and doing shots with
What was your motivation to go to Twin Peaks? Was this like a group
thing?
I think
it was a fight.
It was a fight night.
Fight night.
Yeah, we were going to watch a fight.
Who did you know was all going to
We had
be
no
there?
Idea that
no one.
They were
we
be.
Just
okay,
went
okay.
up there to watch the fight.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
And it turns out the entire...
Okay. That's right around
so
Christmas
there was
time, too, wasn't it?
Little to no context.
It
I'm
was,
just trying
yeah.
to...
Yeah. Like, half of the Twin Peaks
I'm trying to find a way to make fun of you, but I get it. Okay.
Pantera.
I'd be the same.
Mudvayne.
Yeah.
Well, they were all up at the front bar. We had a table. We didn't even know that they were there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And just, then we ended up hanging out with them and stuff.
And I think Johnson said he heard about that, too.
About you talking shit?
Like, yeah. Like, when they were up there, Chad had gotten all shitty and stuff because
someone was
we
talking
ruined his
shit.
Night.
We ruined his night.
But
you're the first person he ever heard make fun of Mudvayne.
I also almost got
I had
fight
to look
with,
at him a couple times because it's the first time I've seen him without all that crazy-ass makeup and was this, shavings and shit.
How
on.
Far
he
away?
He had a pink beard,
how,
though. Didn't
oh,
it?
Was it pink?
He did
I was,
a pink
I was
beard,
wondering, I'm like,
it.
How far away was Hell Yeah into Inception? Because that's one
he
of the
his
funniest. That's one of the funniest turnarounds of like what you know is Chad Gray from the Dig video, yeah. long wiggly blue goatee.
Wait, it was
Juggalo
was it
makeup.
Hell yeah, then?
No, just
it wasn't Damage Plan. It was Hell
see
Yeah.
Chad Gray.
I think Diamond already passed away then. Because that was during I Was Once Eaten, wasn't it?
Oh, it may have been. Yeah, that
so that was
been.
Hell Yeah. That was
it
up
was
there.
Hell
hanging.
Yeah.
Oh,
while
okay.
they were there.
Yeah.
It was but that's still
yeah
one of the funniest
yeah
turnarounds. And then you see Chad Gray, right. fucking like
who's
normal
yelled
dude,
at me his entire life,
regular ish goat, still shitty, you know,
are
metal
you
goatee, sunglasses, cowboy hat yeah with his. And I 30% of the time like Chad Gray's vocals,
dude. That first,
but then sometimes it's
Mudvayne
just like
album was fucking
like
awesome
on Mudvayne songs that aren't heavy and groovy.
LD50
like,
is amazing.
That's
Dig
a badass
is
album.
Like, and there's a lot of great songs on that album.
But yeah, the whole
but
album's
it's like.
Good.
Just like a couple weeks ago, I shuffled through Hell Yeah on my phone just mm-mm to be like, okay.
I go home.
And I was just like, like, no. And then a song where they're just like chugging along and, you know, just, you're like, okay, I get it. I can see.
I never did.
I don't like, I was driving, but you can close your eyes and be like, this is, you know, I see strippers. I get it. But then something kind of melodic and then Chad Gray, quote unquote, like sings.
Yeah.
It's just
it
like,
work.
Stop, dude.
Yeah.
Stop.
A little just, bit of sunshine.
Just do your, like,
you,
your voice is okay.
The most singing I can take of him is Happy.
Yeah.
The Mudvayne Happy song.
That's the what?
I got real nasally.
That's the most singing
the
I can
nasally
take.
Nasally.
In this hall,
yeah,
that is me.
Do you remember when Fox,
like but like Death
every once in a while, someone
on
will
LD50,
fucking bring
that's a
throw in Happy on,
oh,
on the Fox broadcast.
Out I hate it when songs have a question mark in there, like
yeah,
like a strapping young lad. It's like
out of the stadium, you'll get Dig and Happy.
Dig will be played,
yeah. Because something will be happening all of a sudden. She's like, dum dum bing, dum dum bing, dum dum bing,
yeah.
Remember when metal bass players are
that
like,
bass
I'm going to try something
badass
different.
He's fucking ridiculous. That dude's a badass. The first yep time I saw that video for Dig, I was like, okay, well,
I
that
think
guy's
someone,
a
I either saw like someone share
level
this post, but apparently someone, it was either like a Twitter thread or an article that they wrote, and they like wrote, and I wish I would have read it, but it was like this music nerd's like hardcore defense that Mudvayne was a prog metal band.
They
kind of were.
But it was just like that's a, like, you probably
back
have some
then,
very good points
were
to make.
I mean,
and I'm like, I believe you, but it's just kind of like, no, they're not new metal.
They molded
they
into
are prog
this new metal.
Metal.
They are prog metal.
I would say that they started
no,
off
I believe
prog,
it, but it's just like,
all right,
come on, man.
They turned
you,
into.
You can't bust on the scene with Dig, and then it's just.
I also almost got in a fight with Corey Taylor at the radio station. That was interesting.
Like a, one time,
I fucking annihilated him.
One time I got
he's
here.
He's a little dude, too.
One time I got here.
He's
you
a
weren't
fat
here
fuck
yet?
Now.
I got,
oh, is he?
I was just
kind of junky.
Before you got in here, I was watching. I was looking through. You know, bands have been releasing these live videos from the last year, and Slipknot released a live 2019 at one of the festivals over in Europe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to see how this sounds and how this looks. And there's, you know, their stage setup's always pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, the stage setup was shit. They sounded like shit, and he looks like a little tubby fat ass running around on stage.
Was
and
it recently?
It was last year. It was a summer festival, European festivals, and
I
he's out of
saw,
breath.
Thought,
and he's like, they he was, open
he
with
did
People
Dime
Equals
Bash.
Six, and he's already out of breath.
He did Dime Bash the year before we came, and he didn't seem fat.
No. And I've seen him at
Maybe the COVID, man. Maybe he's just staying
home.
This
was 2019. So this was like the summer.
I gotta see this video. I want to see fat Corey Taylor.
It's pretty funny. He's got a big long trench coat on, kind of hiding everything, but you can tell he's husky.
Yeah,
he's got.
And it's
he's
not.
Got his
it's not muscle.
On. There's no way. What did he run out to vomit?
I don't know, man. Did you invite him?
You did.
No.
You put it on the thing.
Invited him.
Like that every time.
Yeah.
Every time he leaves the room, we got to do that. Yeah. So to Lennon,
John Lennon, the other guy that died.
The other guy that died. I found this audio that kind of blows me away. Okay,
this is the Monday Night Football one you were talking about?
I've got that.
There's another one?
There's another set of video audio. Let me see. John Lennon 2. So here's the, which do you want to hear first? You want to hear the Monday Night Football?
Yeah, sure, since we're watching Tuesday Night Football.
First Cowboys game in their history that it's on
a Tuesday night.
And we're sitting here watching. It's halftime now. What was it, 17-14?
I feel like they're going to get pizza and stuff after the game like you did when you played baseball on Tuesday nights.
They all get to go to Chuck E. Cheese after this?
Yeah, they go to Chuck E. Cheese.
After the game in Baltimore? Did you hear?
Dez.
He got cut
right
before the game. His COVID test didn't come back in time. It was incomplete, so they pulled him off the field. He was warming up and everything.
Yeah.
And they pulled him off the field.
They can't play around right now, man.
That was what. Well, I'm not going to talk about that.
What's that?
The phone conversation I had before the show.
Oh, yeah. You better leave that one.
Okay. So here's number one. I think this is the from Monday Night Football. Let's see.
In case the folks missed the earlier news flash, ABC News has confirmed
Howard Cosell
that John Lennon, a member of the famed Beatles, may be the best known member. Was shot twice in the back outside of his apartment building in the west side of New York tonight. Rushed to the Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. An unspeakable tragedy. Details on Nightline 30 minutes after the end of this contest.
The best known?
Yeah, he was pretty. Him and Paul. Yeah.
Paul? Him and Paul? Who was?
He was more of an activist and shit. Like making more waves back then too.
Was Wings a thing then?
I don't know, man.
I don't think so. So then I found this.
It was in his bank. His music sperm bank.
Wow, that's weird. So I found this too. I've got this collection. It's called We Interrupt This Broadcast. And there's a whole chapter on John Lennon, on the shooting of John Lennon.
Yeah.
And it's an audio collection. And I've played the Challenger stuff from that.
Yeah.
But here was this one, and I'd never heard it. It's pretty hardcore.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival.
Dr. Stephen Lynn of New York City's Roosevelt Hospital making the announcement that musician, composer, and former Beatle John Lennon is dead. Lennon was shot to death outside his New York apartment around 11 o'clock Eastern Time.
There were numerous wounds that entered the heart and the large vessels within the chest, causing a massive blood loss that could not be repaired or restored.
Dr. Lynn says Lennon suffered at least 7 gunshot wounds. Lennon was ambushed as he and his wife Yoko Ono were returning home from a recording session, allegedly by Hawaii native David Chapman.
When Mr. Chapman came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lennon, as he arrived at that doorway. And then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
What year was that?
84, 80, something.
80.
1980?
So
it was right around the same time as when Reagan was shot, too.
That was 81, like, right?
Was it?
Something like that.
So I thought he was shot with a revolver. But they said he was hit 7 times.
The 38?
6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they probably screwed it up, man.
Maybe. But when's the last time you've had a press conference like that?
Well, that's the thing. With Twitter and stuff now, there's no
really
need to have
it.
One.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they should start having them again so there's no fake news out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get the story straight from the horse's mouth rather than having to see someone's tweet that's got an editorial tied to it.
And then you've heard the story about that Reiner's told on the air. He usually tells it when he's on the air every day this year, or on this day every year, about how he wrote a letter to Mark David Chapman.
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, just got his address in prison and sent him a letter. It was like, hey, and they became pen pals.
They did?
Yeah, writing back and forth. It's when he worked at Q1. He's
like, why did you shoot John Lennon? KZEW.
There was a guy when I worked at Best Buy. He came in and I was a cashier, and he came up and he was buying all these like punk and metal things. And so we'd have these. If I had time allotted, I would have a conversation with him. So that's when I was really into like getting into a lot of different kinds of music. And he was like a weird, like always wearing like a Misfit shirt a couple times. And the dude like really liked, you know, was really into music. And I was like, oh, cool. So one time it turns out he was on a waiting list and went and got to talk to Charles Manson.
He actually talked to him?
At the time I was like, oh man, that's rad. But then like thinking about it, like, and this guy, he seemed kind of normal-ish. Like, you know, he had like a regular job and all that. But I was just like, who the fuck would like go that far as to, one, be on a waiting list, and when your time came, you flew, traveled, and actually met this psychotic piece of shit?
I bet the line forms to the left. Like, there's probably a lot of people that would do that.
A lot of people that want to do it.
Oh, no, yeah, I get that, but I'm just like, Jesus, what kind of, that's a hobby. That's your hobby?
Well, there was a tattoo. Remember a Psycho Clown tattoo?
Don't be a deadhead or something like that.
Remember that tattoo shop?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the owner, I think, had a porn star for his wife. And
Adrenaline.
One of our friends back then.
That led to a lot of people nearly dying.
He had a bunch of Gacy art in there.
A collection, yeah. Inside, yeah. It's still up there.
No, collecting the art, okay. That's just something you have on the wall,
that's
can show people and weird them out. Hey. It's totally weird, but it's not like, you know,
I
go to his grave every year or something weird like that.
Don't do that.
Like meeting Charles Manson in person and waiting and then paying your way there.
I know someone that might be a Manson baby.
Really? Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Cool.
We just don't talk about it.
What, like someone in the inner circle?
Yeah, you might know her.
Really?
Nice. I bet you do know her.
Okay, you do know her.
Tell me off air.
Okay.
I don't write that down. I still got
She's right there. Right behind you. So.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Standing there with a knife to kill you.
Wait. Is she actually one? I'll just write
I've always wanted to date a Branch Davidian.
A little toasty.
Why? Were they notoriously hot or something?
They are notoriously hot.
I get fire. It. I thought there's still some around. All right. Yeah, it's a sect.
No, they're still set up down there.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
Next time you drive down to Austin with Dustin,
he'll take you on a tour. We'll drive up in there.
We're not just going to stay on 35 through Waco?
We're going to take the loop around. We're going to take the loop around.
He does his best to try to freak you out when you go on road trips.
All right, yeah.
I like to take you to creepy spots.
Yeah, that's where the bus got stuck on the train track and hit by a train down in San Antonio.
And all those kids died.
All those kids died. Nine, and then there's a song ghosts. About it called...
Yeah.
That's what... that... Trivia, Mr. Dead.
You need it.
Yeah. Wasn't one of his songs about the bus folklore?
The old story.
Yeah.
Two other things about today.
If you go there at midnight, Brian,
you can
hear the kids.
You put baby powder on your trunk, and you can see their hands.
Oh, that's right. The hands push you over.
Do I have to listen to Union Underground to make that happen?
No,
because I will not do that.
You want it, you need it to be a man.
San Antonio's own. Oh, thanks.
So today's Safe Harbor Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not written in stone.
Did you plant a tree?
I did not. It's not Arbor Day.
Not Safe Arbor Day.
Oh, okay.
This is also the 1 year anniversary of the first notified infection of COVID-19 in China.
Yeah. So
no happy anniversary.
No human to human contact. Thank you, WHO.
So
I would punch that Dr. Tedros guy.
Did you hear the same podcast show that I heard and the thing that was said in it? I don't know if I caught it because I was kind of halfway listening to this part. They have no cases right now?
China?
Yeah.
Because well,
if that's the case, that's really weird.
Don't trust any numbers.
I don't trust anything from China.
Well, true.
Unless it's an iPhone.
Don't even trust their economic
news gets out of
reports.
China, though. It's like that's not something that you could really hide is – And the same podcast, what was really weird about that show was what they're thinking China is going to do with bio technology and stuff, like how they think that they're trying to develop diseases that would take out certain groups of people. That's their new thing, is they're trying to develop these.
That's what the whole they thought this was all about at first.
You mean what conspiracy theorists have been talking about for 40 years?
Yeah.
That's nothing new.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks living this thing 2020 was designed because the conspiracy theory stuff is,
if you
like
think about it, this disease is the perfect storm for America.
It's not that fun anymore.
Oh, Big Bird
all first
died
world
today.
Countries.
Oh, a year
shit.
Ago.
He
it's
did?
The 1 year anniversary of Big Bird death. That's what Robertuner's saying.
The guy, not the actor. They didn't kill off Big Bird on Sesame Street.
Like Grouch, Oscar the Grouch got sick of him. Like, he's just like,
all right, these kids are like, they don't know what's coming. They're really gonna tell him Big Bird died. It's gonna suck.
Just ripped off Big Bird's head.
We've never addressed death on this level.
It
fell.
The ball fell off.
This is a weird day though. There's a lot of weird things that happen.
A lot of weird things that happen.
Or is the eighth of December?
Yeah.
A lot of weird stuff.
A lot of weird stuff.
Did you hear also on that same podcast, which I guess people that know us know exactly what show we're talking about. We're talking about No Agenda. Did you hear them talk about the cycles, the 80-year cycles?
I haven't. I didn't make it that far yet.
Oh, I've heard that like years ago about,
yeah.
About the domestic conflict and stuff, how we had the Civil War or 80 years.
Revolutionary War, Civil War.
And then World War II. And then say that this COVID has exactly 80 years since one of those. But Dvorak says it doesn't add up and you can do it with any number. I love listening to them fight lately.
It depends
lately.
On what
they
events
getting after
you
it, so.
And what.
This is a weird day. Metallica performed a show in Antarctica, being the first band to perform on all seven continents.
Remember
that? 2013. Yeah. Yeah, what a weird day.
Speaking of Antarctica, I've tried looking at like flat Earth stuff, just kind of seeing what like kind of like arguments they have, because I never really dived into it. And I was just kind of like, I'm not really swayed by what I see, because also I'm like I don't know the math or the science enough to be swayed by this. But again, it's very interesting, but I'm like, I don't care. But again, and my life does not really change if we live on a flat plane or a giant sphere.
Well,
but
I would like to know if I'm going to fall off of something.
I would. Especially, I fly internationally a lot.
It still doesn't matter.
The plane still
take off and land regardless.
Yeah, but if it gets to the edge.
It depends on which way I go. What if I want to go the opposite direction?
Either way, we still get around this planet on planes. And it, like,
is there a diving board on the edge?
If it's flat, I want to know if I'm going to fall off.
Is there a water slide on the edge?
But still.
And I want to see the turtle and the giant.
My life doesn't change.
I'll show you the turtle real quick.
Nobody's life really changes if it's determined one way or the other. But I will say giant sphere, because I that's how I want to believe. One is what I've been told my whole life. I get it. The flat Earth stuff, I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of crazy and interesting, whatever. I don't care. But I will land on the side of giant sphere, because that is how all of my sci-fi has to work. That's like all my like Warhammer 40K. That's how the military tactics of attacking a planet, Star Wars, like Star Trek, Dune. I need this idea of spherical planets.
You don't like a triangle planet. That doesn't appeal to you.
Or flat planes.
What about the Borgs planet ship thing that was just a giant floating cube?
Yeah.
And they're just...
That was screwy.
I almost want to think the Borg had their own kind of warp drive weird thing, because it kind of rotated.
Yeah.
But that was just ship design, and it didn't matter.
She did a song with Mastodon.
You're also in space, so you don't have any kind of... You don't have to design shit like that. But at my Babylon 5, like, I need giant spherical planets for all that shit to make sense. So that's where I'm like, I was just like, you know what? I don't care enough about the flat Earth. I'm like, I need giant balls. Like, that's what I need us to live on giant balls. Because that's, your Death
Star. I'll show you giant
Why
balls.
Why else make the Death Star a giant fucking ball?
Death Star really wasn't that big. It was just bigger than an X-Wing. But it wasn't that big.
It wasn't like the one that was on...
It was bigger than the Superstar Destroyer.
Which was... The second one was huge.
The Return of the Jedi...
The first one was not that big.
You ever think about that? In Return of the Jedi, how
it's
like... We're
not going to have a Star Wars show this year. I just thought about that.
In Return of the Jedi, it was an A-Wing that went into that... Like, an A-Wing takes down the Superstar Destroyer, and then... And then it, you know, it's,
well, it crashed into the bridge after it lost its shields. They concentrated all their firepower on the Super Star Destroyer.
Yeah. They did. Okay, that makes sense.
Admiral Akbar told them to do that.
What's
and
so
then
weird?
He was flying up. He hit the bridge.
And what's so weird is gravity. How, like, just think about the scale of it all. How that Super Star Destroyer then crashed into the fucking Death Star.
It had its own gravity pool.
Oh no, I get that. No. I'm not just
giant objects
that.
In space have their own gravity.
But it's like, but then it's like that. And then you might see, even though it was incomplete, it still crashed in a completed part. But it's like, that was like,
I'm going to check our emails,
a
y'all.
Scratch on the Death Star?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking big, man.
Pretty big. I want to shoot some shit real quick. I know that's kind of what we've been doing, but I want to talk about a couple of things. This rodeo that's in town. Can we talk about the rodeo real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good tune.
They did the barrel leaf clover race?
Yeah, something like that. But can we talk about how it's a super spreader event and going to destroy our city?
Sure it is.
I haven't paid one lick of attention to it.
So this is the national finals rodeo.
The big one,
and
right?
This is the big one that's always...
I got a bunch of Brazilians and stuff there.
It's the big one that's always in Vegas.
Yeah, I got you.
And they transferred it here this year because of...
Thought it'd be safer?
No. Vegas, their COVID restrictions were too strict for everything. So they moved it here because Betsy's a little loose with all her policies around here. I sat, one of the main, what do we call my company now?
Team A.
Team A.
Or A-Team.
Yeah, A-Team. One of the big buildings for Team A sits right across from the convention center in downtown Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And that... Today, I sat outside of it and watched thousands of people go in and out of the convention center unmasked.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing on. I watched people pour out of their hotels unmasked, just running around.
Cool.
And now Channel 5 is saying, I have to watch Channel 5 now because DirecTV lost Channel 8.
What?
They're in disputes. And they haven't had Channel 8 in almost a week.
Well, they haven't had Fox Sports forever either, or one of them.
They're all in disputes because DirecTV is a bankrupt deal.
Rich people getting richer is all this is.
So, well, there you go. The background singing. But anyway, I was listening to Channel 5 and they're like, oh, get ready. This is going to cause problems in about 2 to 3 weeks, this whole rodeo thing. Because it's the entire Stockyards. Downtown along Main Street, they got the entire water garden set up for it.
At least they're all leaving
with the convention center. No, but what it's doing to everybody that works down there and does stuff, spreading that shit around. And then Globe Life is where the main rodeo shit's going on. But they were talking about how this is going to really fuck up Tarrant County that's already fucked up. And there's like only 18 beds available in all of Tarrant County right now.
Oh, really?
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, have they released the percentages, the capacity percentages now of the, not the capacity, the amount of COVID patients? I know we had to.
What is it, 15%?
15% is what we had to break.
We're over
for
15%.
7 days.
We're
I wonder if
over.
We're creeping on 20 now.
They didn't say, but we could be.
Well, you heard one there. Of our friends last week.
At dead.
Our what?
Oh.
No. Dear God, man.
From COVID?
No, saying that in the ER, they're already having to treat some people in the hall.
Yeah, that's the same friend that told me, don't get hurt at work, because there's nowhere you can go to get fixed. There's nowhere
don't get hurt
for you
work.
To go.
If you get hurt at work, it won't hurt to miss work.
That fucking sucks, though.
I know, man.
And I don't like this rodeo bullshit going on
you
in
can
my
blame.
Town. And especially, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, the rodeo, whatever, you know.
Here, I made
when
a
I
meme.
When I sat down
I
there today and watched all these people going in and out of shit, it blew my mind.
So I'm
going
to read y'all something.
I would see, no one wearing masks.
I would see bands tomorrow.
Okay, y'all, hang on, time out. Let me read y'all something. I made a meme and I didn't post it because I pussed out.
I'm over it. I'm over all of it.
I pussed out. So I'm going to read y'all something real quick. Let me find my meme.
I want to talk about bands here in a second whenever he finds this meme.
Where's my meme? My meme.
Well, this is about Ian pissing off Trapped.
Oh, yeah. Hey, no, that kind of plays into. Oh, shit. That reminds me.
Did you see that Trapped
shut? No, yeah. I read the thread.
No, but did you see that Twitter shut him down?
Oh, no, I didn't see.
Because when Chris Brown, the lead singer for Trap, spent the rest of the day going insane about pedophilia and how pedophilia is okay if it's a 15-year-old boy and a 25-year-old woman, that's fine. That's not the same as
regular pedophilia. It's never a good argument.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Twitter went in and shut him down. Or shut Trap down, kicked him off.
God.
And so that Chris Brown dude's a douchebag, but it's fun watching Ian get in a fight with him.
That's what was fun, Ian's fight? I didn't get to it. I never got around to it. I saw what y'all were sending back and forth, but
he made fun of Trapped and how many bands in DFW would outsell them at a venue and
well, that's what him and Riley got into it about. Yeah. Was the same shit.
Riley wanted Power Trip to go up to their hometown
and play a show.
Outdrawn.
Oh, and then out.
Two different venues, exact same night, and see who drew the most.
That'd be fun.
Anyway, if we're not doing a COVID segment, then I'm not going to pull this shit up. But
we can get into it here in a minute.
So, yeah, that was awesome.
But Ian got in a fight with him. He sent me a message. He's like, hey, I just want to know. I threw y'all into the bus and the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. So then I came in there and started commenting on things and watching stuff. And
what did he say about
it
us?
Fucking blew up. He just shared it, like asking us a question.
Oh,
what bands would
outdraw? Yeah, any
any bands?
Mean Motor Scooter.
And then someone posted a picture like
the regular monthly Garage Broad show.
Did you see the picture of a Trapped show?
Yeah, there's
their
like
own
that couple
town
that was like kind of like slow dancing. It looked like the picture had them like hugging. It looked like they were slow dancing. Yeah.
There was like four people in the picture in front of the stage, and it was like taken from the back of the venue.
Yeah.
A buddy, what's his name? Bruce?
Headstrong.
Like, I think he had this story in a comment about Trapped apparently playing Lola's.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was it was definitely Lola's in like the I think it was Trapped. And so my thing was, because I got to come at the unique angle. And I was just like, dude, what the fuck were you doing going to a Trapped show? Like, that's where I called Bruce out on his shit. I was just like, what were you doing there? Like, and he was just like, I had to see what a shit show it was. And like, I was just like, that's all I want to point out, that he admitted he saw Trapped. I'm like, I get it. You like live, you're an alcoholic and you live at Lola's. I get that. But also, don't like.
I know a lot of
when people
want to
go see
shows.
A shit show. I'm just like, you could have gone and seen. Any
I've been to a lot of shows
band
to see shit shows and see who was there.
Well,
who's not there? Oh, that was a miss.
Did you get in for free?
Why? Yeah.
Then that makes sense.
And now
I got it for free.
So
yeah, I do that
with this whole Trapped bullshit. Brought up a whole different angle on Twitter about bands playing shows live right now during COVID quarantine pandemic, and how a bunch of bands are starting to get backlash
for
hardcore on social media. Like, people are finding out that these bands have played shows.
Are you talking locally? Are you talking
everything?
Any band.
So we got social justice pandemic warriors now.
Well, someone's got to play. Someone's got to play at some point in time. You're going to get shit no matter what band you are, what level.
No, you don't. You don't have to play.
Well, no. Like, whatever band is like, whatever the first bands are going to play live.
Want to hear the rest
shit
of this? No, so is there specific bands?
No matter what,
people are pissed off. Yeah, but these are bands that have played in the middle of a pandemic. The pandemic hasn't ended. It started in March.
It's never
going to
end.
Still going.
Who are you specifically
talking
about?
It's still going. It will
end. Well, yeah, when the vaccine, when everybody takes the vaccine and shit, it's going to end.
Yeah, y'all have fun with that. I ain't taking it back.
What the thing on Twitter was a bunch of what was it? The Cold War Kids or something? It was a bunch of bands that had made small shows locally in their town and have had them to where they were. We're gonna make it to where it's limited capacity, you know, kind of like they do around here.
Yeah.
So say like a Mean Motor Scooter show at Mars or whatever, or at Mass, we're going to keep it small.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to wear your mask, you have to sit down, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing that's happening in other towns.
So it's not full on shows where they're not full on
shows. No, it's even these irresponsible shows. People are jumping their ass, going, "You're playing a fucking show, having people come to your show."
That's what people are
in the middle of a pandemic.
They're going to get mad at literally anything, like a show. It's just like it's literally like 10 people.
Like you can do this from your house. You can do this streaming. You don't have to go out and risk other people's lives, even if you do everything right.
There's a lot of that going on. This rhetoric about it's because
it's
of people like you.
Social justice bullshit.
This gets back into my rant the other day, a couple of shows back, where you don't have control over if you get COVID. Stop acting like you do. You get it. You get it. That's nothing you can do about it. You can take precautions. It's just like you can wear rubber. You know what I mean? You can do whatever.
You might wind up with a baby wearing a rubber.
Yeah, but the thing is, the point is, I think people are ending up hurting themselves worse by this anxiety and this depression and this judgment that they're doing more than anything. The virus is really bad. Yes, it kills people. But the mental anguish that our country's putting itself through is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that must suck to be those people.
It's like
I can't live like that, man.
It's like now we're getting to the point where you're hearing a lot of this now. Well, it's because of people like you that we've lost 300,000 people now. You're like, dude, okay. I heard some politician say that shit. And basically he was talking about the Trumpers. And I'm like, dude, okay. Ease up on all that shit. But it's because of you. No, it's because of a fucking country.
But it is
the communist.
Hold on.
That's true.
It's easier.
It's honestly though, it's not that hard to put something over your mouth so your shit doesn't get spread around. It's not that hard.
It's not
the dumb fucks that won't do it or don't do it when they're out around a bunch of people.
Yeah, correct.
Or that
I agree
dumb
with that.
Fucking cunt I got in an argument with.
I agree with that
about masks.
But it's a stretch to say, well, it's because of people like you that there's 300,000 of our citizens dead. No, okay, buddy, calm down.
That's total appeal to emotion.
That is
a bad
it's
argument.
Not like that one person went running around to 300,000
people. That's what I'm
saying.
Just started
like
shaking his weenie
everywhere. That's like yelling at us, like, hey, on the drive home, be like, you've had a few. Be like, I live up the road, and it's just like, my grandfather died. Like, drunk driver, and it's just kind of like, all right, asshole.
This happened a few months ago. We noticed the same thing. I'm starting to notice it again, too.
A lot of...
This is what?
I nearly went out. I was going to go back on the mask thing real quick. I was going to say, a lot of people look better with a mask. They should keep them on. A lot of these, like that dumb fucking cunt I got in a fight with, her fucking face is all disheveled. She needs a fucking mask on.
Because you punched
her? Better. No.
So, check this out.
Dumb old hag.
What are you... Did I miss something? When did you
Trump
get in a
supporter?
Fight with an old Trump supporter?
The old lady that used to babysit Aiden that I got in a fight with about the masks. And then she got all racist on my shit.
Oh, the Facebook thing?
Yeah.
Shit, that was like the last time I was.
I'm starting to notice this, too, going around. So, and we've noted this before in our show. The guy that walks in the gas station with his chest out with no mask, like, you're like, number one, I'll fucking murder you.
Guess what?
You run. You come up to me and fucking bow up to me, I'm going to fucking put you in a coma.
There's a 70% chance that he has an affliction shirt
guess
on.
Guess what? I work in gas stations 40 hours a week. Nobody cares about that guy.
No. You just fucking, I don't. I,
he gets
that's the thing that's
leaves.
Funny. That's the thing that's funny. Nobody looks at him. Nobody does anything. But he's got to walk
nobody
in with
cares.
His chest out like he's got to.
Look at me.
Look at me. I don't give a shit.
He wants the attention. And no one
funny,
cares about you. You're a dumbass. Get out
you
of here.
You are. You're a fucking idiot. It's not that. It's just like you said a while ago. It's not that big a deal to put a silly mask on to help people. Like, just to help people's anxieties. It's not that big a deal. I don't understand why we're calling mask mandates like almost Hitler-esque.
Oh, people didn't need mask mandates to ramp up their anxiety. Looking at social media, plenty enough.
The same
this.
Guy that bows up his chest is the same guy that walks around trying to get people to say something.
Yeah, that's
or
what I'm saying.
Or tries to get the people behind the counter to say something.
He's
so
the
he
jackass.
Can fight them. I
yes.
watched a guy do this. I watched a guy walk into a store the other day, and he deliberately just went up to the counter, had nothing in his hands, so that they would start yelling at him.
At a gas
you
station?
You need to put a mask on. No, this is at a, what was that store? Dollar General.
That's
and they started yelling at him. It was just a guy walked in there, and he went right up to the counter to get yelled at.
It's the same asshole that when it sleets or the weather's bad, like...
I got four-wheel drive. I'm going to drive 90 miles an hour.
I'm going to drive faster because I don't give a shit.
I will tell y'all this. Like,
I can drive this fast because I have four-wheel drive. No, buddy, you don't understand how that works.
Right now, I work
They're not the most intelligent guys, by the way.
Working QTs and 7-Elevens.
Oh, you see it all the time.
No, okay, well, here's my honest observation, objective observations here. No QT employee gives a shit. It just kind of just, someone, because QTs are bustling. Usually
leave them alone.
Usually have four entrances and exits.
Yeah.
It's too much to police. And so people come in and then they leave.
Exactly.
I would say 30% of the 7-Elevens I work at don't give a shit about
I've been called
mass.
Out by a 7-Eleven.
But then, like, so that means 7-Eleven, 70%.
And you know what I did?
You'll have an employee.
I turned around
and
went to my car and got my fucking mask.
No, and then I've
seen. Like a mature adult.
I did see one guy who wore a mask. It was in White Settlement, and he on it says,
problem,
it said,
right
this
racist
is a mind
city.
Control device. And I was just like. That's how you do
it. Awesome.
That's how you do it. You don't walk in looking for a fight. Like, I'm not wearing a mask. Just put your opinion on the mask. That's how you fight smarter.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't agree with the mask,
I want the mask that's got the dicks all over it, so that way I can just walk around
with dicks all over your
face.
Do
it that way, and that's the much better way. It's like when people put wore a Biden or Trump mask. It's just like, hey, there you go. Treat it like the bumper of your car, and like this is what I think, and
Yeah.
My mask has baseballs on it.
There's other battles that I like will fight as a man than a fucking mask battle.
I
don't have time for that shit.
The battle I'll fight is don't stand in front of me and waste my fucking time at the counter asking stupid questions or
buying lottery tickets,
yes. Or you have no idea what kind of cigarettes you want. I just want some cigarettes. What's good?
Yeah.
Nobody asked that.
No.
They ask what the cheapest cigarette is.
You know why they're doing usually when they're doing that, one of the
I've been behind a kid
and you know what
asked that
and you know what's probably going on.
Kid. Okay. So he was new to smoking. He didn't know better.
Well, you know what's probably happening though, Brian? In this situation, while this kid's asking dumb questions like that, his buddy's back there jacking beers.
There you go.
It's probably, an old trick, old street trick from the hood.
Like in the movie Kids.
You got any this
dick? Yeah.
You got any this dick?
No, so same 7-Eleven.
I have no legs.
I mentioned the guy's mask.
I have no legs.
On the complete opposite end, on the ultra paranoid, this was I don't know why he even came into the fucking store. He comes in. He obviously like put his sleeve around his hand or had something or caught somebody the door closing. So didn't touch the door, which is okay. Yeah, I get it. Goes and picks up. He's in one of the middle aisles. He picks up two candy bars with his hand. I got to be specific about this. God. Way to go, Matt. He picks up two candy bars with his hand, goes to the counter, and sets them down. So the clerk naturally reaches to pick up the candy bars to scan the barcode with her scanner. He asks, he goes, can I hold these up and you scan them? And she's like, okay. So he holds the candy bars, she scans them, and then he asks her to hand him a plastic bag so he can bag them because he doesn't want her touching his candy bars. But and then, he pays with the card and then leaves, just pushes the door open with his foot. But then me and her look at each other and we're like, did this guy, he wasn't wearing gloves. If he was wearing gloves, we would not have questioned his, ratcheted up level of paranoia. I would have understood that. But he had bare hands. He did not think, how did those candy bars get to where he picked them up from? Somebody used their goddamn hand. Dirty germs.
You just open those boxes and they throw them on the shelf.
No, it wasn't in the box.
Oh. I don't understand what gets into people's head where they're going to make a political statement to a QT worker or a Target worker. These kids don't give a shit, man.
No, this was just the level of paranoia. We're just kind of like, why did this guy even come in here?
Well, that sounds like he might have a mental OCD or something.
Why didn't he use the 7-Eleven delivery thing? They had this noise that
did he have no legs?
This little thing that goes off where people come and pick up orders.
Yeah,
some people will order a single item and then get it delivered.
DoorDash
and pays
does 7-Eleven.
They they do. There's seven different companies that deliver with 7-Eleven. Yeah. I talked to
these
people.
Fucking crazy.
Some people have have bought one item. Like one, someone bought like a cigarillo one time.
I thought you had to have a certain amount.
No, because it's just as they slap a delivery fee on it. Someone bought like a $12 cigarillo one time.
So I want to place.
That's a lot of spare money.
We've reached another milestone with today. The first vaccinated person to get, or the first person to get the Pfizer vaccine was in Europe. A 90-year-old lady. How are we going to put an over under on how long till she dies?
Or she grows a third eye or something?
Or a she third mutates. Nut?
She had a third eye. She wouldn't have taken it.
I'm going to say by February.
Yeah.
She'll either be dead or be a mutant. Y'all want to pick a month?
It's funny.
March.
Have you heard this? Well, the company that Fauci's behind is the other one.
Moderna. Yeah.
So,
which they make did the you hear birth him? Control ring too, right?
Probably. They make a lot of shit. Yeah. But did you hear him shit talk him? Shit talk Pfizer?
Yeah.
What a jerk.
We're in this together, guys. Aren't we all?
Yeah, what is
one, all have, in aren't this we together. Humans trying
no,
to
I mean it always equals money.
It does.
It always equals money. You know, Fauci also did the vaccine or tried he worked a lot on the AIDS. And the HIV.
That's worked out well.
Right. Like, he's not that successful at these little business ventures that he jumps into.
Well, we all know first off, Bill Gates, what he's done, right? You know, with his polio vaccine and how many kids he's mutated over in Africa with his stupid polio vaccine he thought he was making. And then the other day, he said he put himself as an equal to Fauci.
Yeah.
A guy that has never graduated college.
And Cuomo's doing that too. Up
and
in,
thinks he's a goddamn governor. Fucking doctor.
Fucking hated
he's
that
doing
shit.
It. I'm like, why Governor is Cuomo.
Can the Gates Foundation not hire their own Fauci-like surrogate?
I'm Dr. Fauci. Ask me anything you want, Brian.
On these TV interviews.
Why does he have to think he's a doctor? Well, yeah, why does Bill Gates think he's a doctor?
That's what I love about like Adam Curry, like them saying, Dr. Bill, because I'm like, dude, you are not like, and then
you have so much money. Why do you even fucking care? Just disappear.
I'm Dr. Fauci. Good goddamn to meet
like,
you.
I understand you caring enough to have the foundation. You promote the fact. Like, why does he care so fucking much? He needs to go on and do
he
the interview.
He needs the celebrityism. He needs
Bill Gates.
The fame. Yeah, he
no,
wants
it's,
to be.
It's he, world. He wants to dominate the world. Is what he wants to do.
Well, yeah, he's totally probably in the.
I think he is.
The group. Yeah.
I think he's always. Have you listened to his tale? His
like
laugh.
He has a tail? No.
His little laugh on his line. When he laughs, he's lying.
Off. He's totally lying. Like, yeah. And you're tell, talking like, about, like, Dvorak
you
knows
can call
him.
It, you can call it autism all you want.
No.
You being a dick.
Dvorak knows him very, very well.
Yeah.
And is like,
he's like, that's his tail.
That's his tail.
Okay, yeah,
he's like, that's the way he's always been his entire
life. That's why
life.
I love those guys, because I'm just like, it's that next, a lot of people don't pick up on shit like that. Because I get it. You're not looking for it. You're just like, they said this. He's going to vaccinate the people. I'm just like.
You know what they should do? They should have a reality show where they just kidnap Bill Gates and drop him out in the middle. Kind of like Alone. Just see what happens.
How's your money going to help you now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What
take
do you
him
know?
Out to
you're a doctor. You think
right.
you know?
You figure it out,
you
smart
go.
Guy.
Figure this shit out.
Yeah. Or take him to
never graduated from Harvard.
Or how about this?
You're obviously also a Boy Scout.
How about
so
this?
Have at it.
You kidnap Bill Gates, and you drop him off in Stop 6, and say, "All right, buddy.
Oh God, yeah.
Get out of here.
Where's your street smarts now?
Where's your street smarts?
Stop 6 ain't that hard anymore. It's not as hard.
Oh, it's been.
It's still
gentrified
hard,
now,
but it's not as hard as it used to be. There's
no,
some other
there's
places
no venue over there.
Yeah,
he could get
how
out.
How about
there
Chicago,
quick.
Downtown or Chicago?
I like the idea of dropping him out in the middle
alone?
Of nowhere and being like, "Oh, like let's take him to Vancouver Island, drop him off, go. There's wolves and bears here. Have fun.
Yeah. See ya, Bill.
See ya. Survive.
Yeah, and give me your fucking phone.
Androgynous nerd.
Yeah, you get nothing. Here's your 10 items you get to survive with.
He looks like a grandma now. He really looks like an old lesbian.
He needs to die.
I know, right?
There's a lot of these what do you call them? These
like I can
tech giants.
If Fauci's a piece of shit, I can respect that because at least he's
the new
Dr.
World Order
Anthony
guys
Fauci, and he was in the system, and he's done a lot of awful. But it's like people think he's doing a lot of good. I can respect that, how you can go and fuck shit up in your own field and you have the degrees on the wall.
Yeah.
But like Bill is just kind of like, dude, at least Bezos, I respect him just buying shit.
Fuck him.
Because I'm like, you have a lot of money and you're just buying shit and you're like, I don't want to tweak, you know, new climate change and all that. I get that. But at least he's not trying to get balls deep into the medical field and trying to vaccinate people.
Same
and he's
thing
not
with
doing interviews.
Elon Musk.
You don't think, okay, wait, time out. Time out.
Neuralink.
Time out, guys.
Well, yeah, but
you don't think that you don't think that Jeff Bezos is trying to dip into COVID money somehow, some way?
Oh, no,
he's trying to.
He already
there.
Is because he owns Amazon. He's
right.
already banking.
And he's that type of guy's always thinking about face. More.
Hold on, his
doing
act,
these interviews,
virtue signaling and stuff.
His avenue
yeah,
exactly. for COVID money is already different, though.
Right,
he's not dipping in for to help create COVID.
So
he's
he
hoping COVID sticks
it.
Around for
so
a little bit, so people
deliver
keep
shit.
Ordering shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
they said. I think they
Amazon
said that Amazon's going to have 150 million more
go work for Amazon
packages
like,
this year because of COVID.
Yeah,
during like, the holidays, they said that.
Like Chris Donnelly at Mass, he's working at Amazon now, so it's just like that pays more than a music venue bartender now. So
it does.
Bezos doesn't need like to, you know force vaccines on us. He's got the business model down.
Who's the that? Who's the cat from McCaffrey? That guy, the virus guy, that's fucking crazy.
Who?
Oh,
that like owns a town
about.
In Jamaica yeah. or some shit.
I can't think of his name.
He's like always he's always coked up and has porn
oh,
stars
John,
with him
John
all the
McAfee?
Time. Yeah,
yeah
oh.
John McAfee. Yeah,
we need him. We need him and Bill Gates to fight.
How the fuck is he tweeting from jail right now? He's been in jail for like a couple months.
You have access. They have.
Do they? It's
they
so
can take
weird.
Phones now.
What do you mean they got voter ballots sent yeah. to him in jail?
No, no, no.
He's
like,
not
like 100,000
federal. Jail, not.
I know,
a,
but that's just so weird.
He's in
like,
camp,
I didn't
camp fed.
All
he's
I knew was he's.
Time.
I didn't know what kind of jail he's in, and what it was yeah. just kind of like him just posting about his cellmates and just the dynamics of.
Yeah,
it's like Oz meets.
He probably has a reality.
I don't know.
TV crew in there with
their
him
Twitter.
Too.
You're not going to believe what they do to smuggle in drugs.
The other fun
they put
stat,
it in their ass.
The other fun stat is that domestic violence in Tarrant County is up 50% with COVID.
Yeah, because we don't have enough rodeos. We have some more rodeos, that shit will go down. People have something to do. Otherwise, they're cooped up in their house beating their wives. And their kids are committing suicide on Zoom. Did you see that story? Ho, ho, ho.
What?
An 11-year-old kid committed suicide in a school Zoom meeting.
Jesus,
you,
holy shit. Because
people don't want to go out and do shit. Or they're not allowed. So, more. I say more rodeos, less kids committing suicide
well,
on school Zoom meetings.
I can say right now,
that's
I
my
work
options,
away from my house.
Lasso it up.
Do
baby.
You think,
I'm losing it. I don't want to be yeah. around here anymore.
Do you
I
think,
need to go
do you guys
something.
Think that...
That was a cry for help.
Do you guys think that
it really was?
We're up, really close to Point Break. Like that video that came out of that lady out in California, that the restaurant.
Am I jumping out of a
that
airplane?
They
doing
set up,
surfing?
No,
that's something to do.
The lady, y'all haven't seen the video. It's gone viral big time with the
Chewbacca mom.
No, I kind of miss her now with
I
all these stupid ass fucking bitching people on the interwebs.
Those are times I could understand.
No, she made a video of her. She was like, "Look at this shit." She's like the bar owner. She's like, "I'm trying to do whatever I can to survive." And then the movie company comes in and fucking sets up an army of places for people to eat. And
yeah.
for
was
their
that,
set
was that
and their
for,
crew.
That was for the crew to go eat?
Yeah.
I thought there was like some weird setup for a scene that they might do.
It
or
might
something.
Be. It might be. But
well, no,
still,
it makes
the point
more sense
is,
with what
the
you
thing
said.
Is, that type of thing is real. Like when I saw that, I said, this is going to cause violence.
No, there
this
will
type
be
of shit's
someone.
Going to keep happening, and there's going to be some violence.
There are people out there that
there
have,
will be
I've
blood.
Said this the whole time.
Yeah, I think so.
There are
I
people
there
out there
be some blood
that are loose cannons that shit's going
to
happen to.
They're about to snap.
They're going to lose their business, and they're going to be Kirk Douglas breaking down and just fucking snap and go ballistic.
Yeah,
city,
because
no,
if you were,
right,
I'm not trying
Hall,
to be, I'm not
Michael
trying to
Douglas.
Be Mr. White Knight, but if you were there, wouldn't you be like, yeah, fuck you, man, fucking kiss my fucking ass.
I would have been like, let's
assholes.
Go tear that shit. I would have gone and been
you
like,
Hollywood
lady,
fucking
film me.
Whores.
I would have gone and fucked that shit
I'll
up.
I'll slit your fucking throat and piss on your wound.
I would have usurped her like she's a hero.
And then go
like,
poop.
I would have usurped that and been like, hey, film me. And I would have taken the hero the trophy.
But we are close. I think we're really close to Point Break.
I would have said, come here to my truck. And then showed her the bottles of gasoline.
Yeah,
the glass bottles
the whole
with all the gasoline, the little handkerchiefs yes, hanging out of them. I said, yeah. Let's just light these and throw these over here.
I would like to know, is Rebecca still in the chat room?
I don't know.
On the outside looking in, it feels like that California is a match about to be lit because they are getting sick of that shit out there. They have
other cities saying like fuck you, we're gonna form our own health commission department.
Like they're really close to everybody just giving the fucking bird to all government. And same is going on in New York. Y'all saw that bar owner up in New York.
That fucking Matt, let's turn Texas blue so we can have some of that crazy shit here.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Okay. No.
I don't know. Maybe in Austin we can see some of that.
No. No, but you, anyway, you I just Texas think we're really close to, so we can have dumb shit like
I
that.
I only want
here.
Austin I only want Texas to turn blue so it'll turn green.
No, like if Oklahoma decriminalized weed. They're still red as fuck. So.
No, didn't you hear the House, man? They decriminalized.
But Senate's
going to
shoot
weed.
That down.
Yeah, the Senate is totally going to shoot it down.
Because you got the federal that turtle looking guy.
My dick?
Why do they call him Cocaine Mitch? I don't understand.
There's something. I heard it once. And I can't remember what it was.
Is he like a Bill Clinton pass of like drug running?
I think it was a meme that was going around or something, and either Rush Limbaugh or someone said Cocaine Mitch or something.
Cool as fuck.
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Thank you, RoboTuner.
Mitch McConnell, yeah.
I just don't know why they call him Cocaine Mitch. So
he's on coke?
I don't.
RoboTuner?
Is on coke? If he is, he's doing it wrong. So I'm like, if anything, it.
He's on anti coke, where it makes you have a big old turkey neck and fucking. Look
it's
like
funny,
a turtle
or an
inchworm.
Was he up for a re-election? Like it was him or Lindsey Graham, where it's just like they sunk so much money in their opponent, but they still won.
That was Lindsey Graham. That's the one I was trying to think of last time we were in here when they thought that the Democrats were running this lady.
Polls. I was like,
and they dumped all this money, and then,
like,
then Graham annihilated her.
He won by like, it was like 2-1, or something like that. Like,
remind me to show you all these two shirts I'm ordering when we're done. All
right,
y'all will like them. Y'all will get a kick out of them.
Can I get to my list?
Hold on, let me make sure. Let me make sure here. The rest of the stuff is going to be space stuff, which is going to be fun. So do your list.
Mine's music. It would have been better followed by all the music talk, but still, the show's heavily in the music anyway.
I want to ask y'all real quick. Yes. Did y'all hear about the space stuff that came down today?
No, I haven't heard anything that came down today.
Which tweet?
I don't remember it. So
I have not heard anything.
I think it was something. I know
there was a launch.
This is shocking. There was a launch that was aborted.
Oh, I thought they. The one with the supplies? I thought that got off.
No, that docked today. That got off like 2 days ago, yesterday or something.
Oh, that's
but
what I was thinking.
There was another launch that got...
They were testing out the Mars spacecraft that's going to take the guys to Mars. They were doing the test launch today, and they aborted it with 1 second left. But a lot of people were saying that they aborted it on purpose to test the abort features.
Which could be the case.
To make sure it shut down right.
I could see them doing that.
So they aborted it with like 1.2 seconds left
to see
and
if,
they killed it
yeah.
just to make sure everything was shut
good
down
abortion
right.
guys good abortion
the only place you can say that
hey you know
that
what happens
perfect abortion
you know what happens when the lady leaves I don't want to toot my own horn here but nurses right. let's go get some drinks.
We should do that should be a Jerry Jonestown Massacre bit. We should go to Planned Parenthood and just stay outside and be like, hey, good abortion.
Hey, I worked in one, and that was really weird. Okay, so do your list so that way. I want to tease this crazy ass story that came down.
The space story
that's shocking. Like it's shocking, and I want to hear y'all's opinion.
So this is inspired by my buddy Josh McClain, who plays in the band. He's drummer in the band Heels. He's also occasionally a really funny stand up comic. It's just how little he does comedy now. He's a guy out of Memphis. In November, every day of November, he posted a new metal album, and he hashtagged it Newvember.
I like it.
Was it Omelette with the Don?
Yeah. So do we have to figure out how many of these we owned?
No. Were y'all like how?
I guarantee y'all he's owned
are
more
a little
than me.
Bit older than me. How
your CD book is up in the attic?
Did y'all like honestly like again? I was like 14, 13. So new metal hit me at the perfect time. Young, angsty. You had this like energetic metal that, you know, and I didn't know much about metal or hardcore or just the different elements that create new metal. Like, you know, it was all in there, sprinkled in there, and it just hit me hard because I'm young and angry and I want
to
fuck something, but I don't know how to do anything yet. Like
sometimes, there were albums that came out at that time. I was like, oh, this is
and
great.
You could, and like y'all probably came at it from the way, you know, at a more mature, maybe a slightly more mature angle than I did. Because now I can listen to new metal and just be like, I don't like this immediately, or just be like, there's some good shit here, you know, something good here. So this is something I noticed years ago when I finally put pen to paper of like, it's not like, not a law, not a rule, but like a general like.
Wait, are you listing the list of albums or?
No. This is band name, new metal band names that seem to follow this a pattern.
Okay.
So on the tippy top, again, don't look up band names right now. Just
this isn't okay.
This is why I didn't tell y'all anything. So like your top, the top new metal bands.
Korn.
Okay. Korn. What? It's not C-O-R-N, right? It's K-O-R-N. Backwards R. And then, okay, name like another top tier metal band.
Top tier metal or new metal?
New metal, sorry. New metal. This is all about new metal.
Freaking Limp Bizkit.
Okay, so think about it. What do those two have in common besides?
They're spelled weird and wrong.
It's a weird spelling.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, yeah, those two. And I'm
Slipknot?
Marking, that's a proper spelling.
Yeah.
But, okay, and they're.
I thought we were going top tier.
No, they are, but I'd say Slipknot had. I didn't.
System of a Down.
They don't. Okay, no. This is focus on the spellings. I'm focusing on the spellings.
Look at our show notes.
I don't have Slipknot or System of a Down here because they don't have the weird spelling. Deftones.
Okay. Deftones?
Not properly spelled.
Well, yeah. What?
And as much as I have to technically include them, even though they've branched off into a very good band since.
Trapped.
I wouldn't say they're top tier, but it kind of counts because they are new metal-ish.
Aren't they the ones that did the Headstrong, or is that the...
No, that's
Headstrong. Okay.
Are we just looking for people that spell their name
wrong?
No.
Static X. It seems like the height of new metal bands seem to have these like just slightly odd spellings.
That was Mushroom Head spell.
Okay.
They spelled it right?
They didn't get that big. You know, they might. They were the playing. They played Dream. They played Dream World. Okay, that's not that big. Linkin Park.
We were supposed to play that show.
Linkin Park.
Uh-huh.
Yo, misspelled. That's a fucking huge. And it Mudvayne, you know, call back to earlier. They got kind of big.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of big.
So I don't know where we're going with this.
It just.
What's the point?
Hold on. And then Stained.
Oh, yeah, they didn't spell it right. Yeah, they didn't spell it right.
No, right.
And then, okay. So it seems
what
like
about
some
POD?
Of the,
Prophets. What is it? Payable on Death?
That was just like a.
They were Christian. They didn't count.
Acronym or whatever.
36 okay,
so
crazy
it
fists.
Seems like. So, like Korn, Limp Bizkit, Deftones, Linkin Park.
Head P.
Let's say Stain and Mudvayne. Just, you know, not the top, but, you know, kind of big.
Tantric.
Okay, so.
Seven Dust.
So it seems like
Stereo Mud.
If you wanted to form a new metal band and you shot to the like the right to the top, to the fact that we're talking about you still to this day, and like Linkin Park went on, you know, for Korn's hanging around there, Limp Bizkit's just like a punchline, but still like you're still around. Deftones, actually artistically, still
who's the one?
So that seems
the wannabe Limp Bizkit.
There's a few of those.
There was one that was really want to be Limp Bizkit and Stain, like thrown in Taproot.
Oh, yeah. So
they did nasally sing it too.
I had that album. So, and again, I got really.
Come, my lady. Come,
I got,
my lady.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Town.
I got really into nu metal.
You're my butterfly.
To the fact that I like went online and tried to find more nu metal bands to listen to. And it seemed like, so this next tier.
What was Jonathan Davis's brother's band? That
Edema.
One too. Edema, yeah.
Which is the
that big old blonde headed dude. Remember that 7'9" guitarist?
So
Orgy.
Oh, yeah. Orgy for
like,
sure.
So again, and which was mentioned by my buddy's Josh's list. And, you know,
I got the keys to Gramercy Park, that band.
What Dead about Z. Union Underground?
Yeah. Oh, no. Luckily for me personally and going through and finding all these new metal bands, like
Drowning Pool's new metal.
I applied that when I got into punk hardcore
Element 80
where I could find. You know,
Seether.
A lot more bands.
Seether.
Okay, but it seemed like...
Seether is neither, wrong or right.
They're like new metal, alt rock, whatever. And it seemed like there was this weird tier.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Besides a lot of bands you've already named, it seemed like there was a weird tier of bands where you, like, if you wanted to form a new metal band, and you wanted to at least get like a record deal where you got one album that was
I was going to call my new metal band Slip Disc
properly promoted, and maybe you went on a decent tour, and maybe you got on that first few years of Ozfest Second Stage, because that was all new metal. And when they eventually slowly went to
Disturbed.
Like Disturbed, when they slowly Holy shit, went how to can metalcore, we forget Disturbed? It was spelled right. This is so the oh, top fuck. Tier. Top tier new metal.
It's Korn.
Let's just say Korn, Limp Bizkit, Deftones, all just slightly misspelled.
So we're looking for misspelled bands.
No, no, no. So that was the top tier. The
Beatles.
This seems like below
They're
that.
They're misspelled.
There was always bands. If you wanted what I said, like at least one properly Megadeth. Put together record. Not new metal.
Okay.
Dave Mustaine would stab you if he heard you say that.
Styx.
What's something about new metal bands that always they seem to have a common theme of like say one album they had maybe one hit that got some radio play maybe they're on the second
they all
stage
have
of
voices in their head
they did
no
all their
think about
started.
No think about
voices
the band
in my
name.
Head
oh, we're what, still the
what's
band
something
name?
A band this is all about band names new metal band names this is all this whole list was I'm keeping it simple
so
oh what are we doing
new,
now
what did new metal band names always seem to have not your top tier
have
which was just misspellings
top tier. Misspellings
if you wanted to like headline trees for the last like you know 15 years like you know, for the rest of your days but you had that one album to go on.
That one hit wonder?
And then, you know, you might have had some, you know, shitty fan
Seven
base.
Dust.
Okay. What does Seven Dust have in the band name?
A number.
A number.
A number.
And that's the first on the list. Even though Seven Dust is different in their own right.
Finger
and,
11.
And still all kind of red.
Yeah, 311.
Finger 11.
311.
311.
I put in a debatable category because they have so many different influences in their
true,
own kind
true,
of.
True, true, true.
Grateful Dead kind of following. But there's so many, so many. Rob Zombie's little brother.
Well, yeah. What was
Power
that one?
Man,
Power
5,
Man 5000. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was jamming some Power Man 5000 the other day.
Again,
that's a lot
why
like.
Why
me
go, my buddy,
Mr. Ted.
My buddy Josh
this is
McClain.
It's like when worlds
he was
collide.
He was a drummer of a new
oh,
metal
was
band.
It Gravity Kills. Oh no, that's not
no
a number.
Number. My buddy
Denton.
Josh McClain was a drummer in
Gravity
a band
Kills
from,
was from
Memphis.
Denton?
Primer 55.
Ah, oh, Primer 55.
Now think about it. New metal bands would yeah. Okay, and I wrote down some. There were some I saw that I did
one
not
fingered
personally
fist.
Hear.
That's Trash Pockets band.
That's Trash yeah, Pockets.
Never mind. Okay, and I'll just name off the rest of these. Oh, I did write down Element 80, by the way, and I even put local in parentheses because I was yeah. just like, I remember that.
Oh, there was a lot of local. Remember, was it?
This
Exit
is also a thing for local bands.
Oh yeah,
also for local
for
bands.
Sure.
Before
Mile Zero.
I'll get through the rest of this list, but. Local bands,
Seven
either
Days
numbers,
Grace.
Either
day
numbers,
of fucking, new metal
or
band.
Think about local bands. All the flyers you've seen, all the band names you've heard. Local bands again. This is
Christians got into
off
it too. Remember
head.
Third Day,
Project
3 Days Grace,
Project 86,
Third Eye Blind.
That was a not new metal. Local bands. Did you ever hear that? See this in local bands? They had the word project or theory.
Project 33, Project 232.
Is that?
That was a local.
What about
one, right?
Theory?
I thought it was Project 86.
It seemed like every new metalish band had a there
a
is
theory
project
in it?
Something the
or
something
theory?
Project or theory.
Theory yeah. of a Dead Man.
Yeah, you never heard Hypothesis.
Yeah,
Hypothesis 33.
They ramped it up to Theory a lot.
Yeah. They
okay,
just
so just the way, 40 Below Summer. Not 40 sure.
40 Below
this,
Summer.
Oh yeah, 40 Below Summer was cool though. I saw them at the Ridgely.
I thought that was a girls' clothing
yeah,
store.
I like them. They opened for...
You can debate all day and night.
They opened for that other band
not.
Who was good. No, they opened for... oh, fuck. They were a badass band.
Huh.
Oh, my God. Shit.
All right. Maybe I'll come up... I don't know.
Maybe you will.
12 Stones. I know
Stones.
They were around. They had this album you kept...
Seven Mary 3?
Not new metal.
No.
That was like 90s alt rock.
I go to the water.
808.
You got stop going with just a band with numbers in your head. You got to apply
okay.
one more
All
level
right.
of thinking.
Okay.
So I actually like this band, but you know they can be new metal. It's 36 Crazy Fists.
Oh yeah.
I like them. Roadrunner, you know, but and they can play with hardcore metal bands because yeah. they have that influence. Now this band called Third Strike that I saw at a Warp tour.
Third
with, like,
right
me. Strike.
Oh.
Like baseball?
Not like
I saw them at a side stage at Warped Tour with like 10 other people. So apartment 26.
Apartment 26.
Yeah, they had a little industrial.
Cool.
Yeah.
Three doors down, motherfucker.
No, they weren't a new metal band.
Three Doors Down was new metal.
They're not new metal, dude. They're like douche rock.
You call me Superman, and I'll give you new metal.
They were more
Stone Sour.
Yeah, Stone Sour's new metal.
Oh, fuck.
But Apartment 26 was this kind of new metal that had this very creative industrial.
What about 7 seconds left?
What?
7 seconds left. That was going to be Dustin and I's new metal.
Factory 81. Not sure if anybody. They were like, they're like the template for this full.
Y'all are in 7 seconds left.
5.0.
5.0?
Like a Mustang? Like a
Vanilla Ice? Is that his metal band?
Rolling. 5 written out, point, and then the letter O.
Hank 3!
I can't find the name of this
not
band.
New. Stop. You've got to stop with this. Just off the cuff. From 0? I'm not sure if any. I counted 0 as a number, even though it's technically not. It's a placeholder, but still. Fury of 5?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm out of all this.
1 minute silence. Not sure if.
What the fucking band? They were so good.
Oh, what about Switched? But the I is a one.
Oh yeah.
They had this. A lot of these bands made an end cap at a record store because they always had like a new metal end cap. And I swear I've seen all of these on that end cap because they had a record label that were like gave them money for this one album.
What about 2 cents?
That is a. I never heard that. I think I saw that name. I just never personally heard them.
They were on. Silly
oh,
thing.
Speaking of the Christian one, Thousand Foot Crutch, they were kind of.
Hey, wait. There's one. There's also one like the Ninja, 12-foot Ninja.
What about Women?
Yeah, 12-foot Ninja's one.
Like Kitty,
they're kind of proggy though.
I think
Kitty. What?
Kitty doesn't have a number.
There's no
in it,
numbers
man.
In that. And Kitty.
No, I was changing the category.
He just wanted to bang him.
Kitty's on. I remember seeing that. You're just kind of like, dude. Oh my god. It's the
we
craft.
Talked, we hung out with them and talked to them at one of the Ozfest, and they were all sweet, and then they got on stage and
Pressure 4-5. That was just, oh, you want to talk about blonde, spiky,
wasn't there
hair
like
front
a Primer
man.
45 too, there
Primer 55. You I mentioned get that them. Because my buddy Josh that started this whole thing in my head.
That was his first one.
Now, funny enough, Linkin Park, here we go. Chester was in a band called Great Days, D-A-Z-E, misspelled. And Linkin Park, you know what they're called? They called two different band names before this.
Chester the Molesters?
No. Hybrid Theory.
That's
like,
right.
Goes my theory, you know, yeah. That's mostly for local.
They're the ones
bands.
That did the Jay-Z. That
but before the Hybrid the Theory,
uh-oh.
What was Linkin Park called?
Oh, man.
I found this out literally last night.
Dun, dun, dun.
Zero with an X instead of a Z. So so that's maybe the beginning of it.
Oh, you trying to get to the bottom of it? Like
no, was
that
was just
zero?
That was just a fun fact.
Why didn't any of them become Patient Zero?
Also, Fred
there should
Durst
have been a new metal band
was
called
in
Patient
two
Zero.
Two bands before Limp Bizkit, Split 26 and 10
Split
Foot 26. Shindig.
Oh man, so he doubled down.
So he had to graduate from the number, and I assume those are new metal-y kind of whatever bands. He had to graduate to the
new metal-y.
Misspelled new metal band name and propel their way to the top. And I have an honorable mention, not because this is
this
a new
band.
Metal band through and through, but they don't have a number, but they have a, mathematical component to them, Head PE.
I said that earlier.
We talked about that.
Well, no. they don't have a number, but I will add them in because the PE, it's raised like an exponent. Mm-hmm. So I will give them credit to, also, they're just, that's a band that's just like,
have you heard them do?
You guys are weird, but I get it, and I understand that you have a
very
solid Juggalo fan base.
That's who it was,
now.
El Nino. Was
Do
badass.
The karate kick. The bass player,
yeah,
they'd always do that karate kick.
I can put this down now. That's who I was looking for. Was El Nino?
They did that Faith No More cover.
Roadrunner, Roadrunner,
Zombie Eaters, or not Zombie?
Yeah,
Zombie Eaters. Yeah.
So El Nino was who I was looking for.
Summary: if you wanted to go back in time and start a new metal,
we can
band,
get my CDs down. And there's probably
you need
like
to have
50
a misspell.
More.
If you want to get to the top, you misspelled your name a little bit. If you wanted that one album,
you think there was some A&R reps back then that were like,
Ozfest
"What the fuck is this?"
And an end
it's
cap
spelled right
at an FYE,
like Maverick,
and you wanted
A&R
to
reps.
Maybe sell out half of Trees today. You put a number in your band. Not even that. Not even half. No, these a lot of these bands couldn't. If you
what's half capacity, right?
If you wanted to
750 was the capacity.
If you wanted to sell out a third,
325
curtain club.
Oh, no, that's 650.
That's what a lot of these bands would do.
So
I've always just found that interesting. All
what's the next list?
We do need to go through the list of new metal bands and do own it or didn't own it.
Okay,
that's a lot of albums.
You'll win.
I wrote down bands I had personally listened
to. Take that down, and we'll have to go get. Do you still have your CD case?
Okay, here. Hold on.
Your CD towers.
Hold on. Let me do this. This will be a quick one. This is Apple's playlist called "I Miss New Metal."
Oh wow! So okay? I went through a lot of Spotify to try to find some.
So here we go. Papa Roach.
Oh yeah,
I had that first.
The
album.
One with Last Resort.
Did you own it? I want the Roach. Yeah.
Pieces. Okay, own that.
I don't remember anything else.
Limp Bizkit with Nookie. The one with Nookie?
Oh, yeah.
That was a Significant Other. Yeah,
so
yeah.
We all own that.
Yeah, I had
Limp Bizkit.
I've had
I went
both
to that
of these
second
so far.
Family Values. Tour,
Korn. So.
Of course.
Follow the Leader.
I had that, yeah. For sure. Did
it
you?
It started at track 12 or 13. Did you?
Pod.
I found that annoying.
I had
Pod.
The Boom. I didn't have any Pod disc.
I don't.
I had Pod, The Boom.
So you're one up on me.
I think I did. I think I had...
I had two. I had the one with Southtown and the one with
I definitely had the one with
I'm going to go through 10
of
these.
I had that one. Southtown was what got me into them.
Yeah, okay. Southtown was a cool song.
So I'm out. I didn't have any Pods, so y'all are up on me. Yeah. So far, I'm winning. This is like golf.
You want the lower score? Is that what
we're
saying?
Okay.
We don't want to win this.
Static X, Wisconsin Death Trip.
I had that. Yeah.
Love that record.
I think I got that burned. Does that count?
Because
you
loser.
Remember you burned CDs.
The Love Dump, though.
Yeah.
Your ass like chocolate cake.
Or I don't remember that.
So, does my burn CD count then?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm still I'm losing.
The first Disturbed, the one with Down with Sarah.
Never had any Disturbed in my whole entire life.
You know what's really weird about that record is they had a cover of Shout that
I don't think
a lot of people.
That Shout cover was good.
Midlife Crisis.
It actually wasn't that bad.
So now you and I are tied. He's.
Winning.
I'm 36,
no, we're
guys.
Winning.
This was
we're winning.
Well, he's had all.
I'm
of them
proudly
so far.
Losing this.
The first Linkin Park Hybrid Theory.
Oh, I had that.
I didn't have any Linkin Park albums ever.
Then you're ahead. Way to go.
Oh, I definitely had
Crazy Town.
No,
didn't have that either.
I couldn't pull that trigger.
That was a girl album.
CDs were like $15, and yeah. I, you know, think about minimum wage.
Okay,
thing.
Well, let me get to the list. Okay, you don't have to.
I think I'm running away with the field.
I will justify everything.
Power Man 5000, Tonight the Stars Revolt.
Yes,
nope.
I had that.
That was a good album.
Right. You're good,
dude. That was a good one.
I was in the terror.
System of a Down.
I had that.
Steal this record.
Yeah,
steal this record.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have that. I had the first two though.
I still listen to System of a Down on a regular basis.
Why does it say steal this record and not
Saliva? The one with Click Click Boom.
Oh.
You have that in your CD.
I think that's the one I got from the radio station. I never listened to it.
Never had it.
But I had it. That should count as two. That was such a bad fucking album.
Okay.
I don't know if I own it.
And I think I would think we all
already won anyway.
Three should own these next five, and we're going to call it quits. Okay. Deftones, Around the Fur.
Had it.
Yes.
Slipknot, the first one.
Had it.
Yes.
Godsmack.
No, I did not have Godsmack.
I Stand Alone. I didn't have this record, the one with I Stand Alone.
That's the
Stand Alone.
First one with Voodoo, but also there was that
the one
first.
With.
I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best that I ever did.
That was on that first album. Yeah.
I wonder.
Okay.
Stay away.
Yeah, there you go. The next one. The next one.
We used to play that.
Oh, Sully.
Stained and wouldn't then we play Stained?
The next record. Come on. We all had it. And I know it's in that CD case because we talked about it.
It's not in that CD case.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to pull it down.
No.
We're going to take a
don't pull
break.
That down.
Ready? Do you know what this is?
I didn't have this album.
Yeah, you did. It's a CD case.
It's tingling.
Come on.
It's tingling the brain. Well, it's not a song yet.
I know someone listening to this is about to start
dancing.
Ba ba
da ba dang a dang. Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I fucking had Devil Without a Cause.
That's I didn't I have that
so,
up there,
that's how I know so many of the lyrics to Cowboy without looking at the karaoke screen.
I love
screen.
The new Apple Music.
Oh, man.
Because it gives you the lyrics? You can do karaoke, huh?
As you drive around. Come on. This record was good.
I didn't have it.
This record,
it's in I still think so.
Because we talked about it.
Did he have a song called like White Dude, Black Chick or something like that?
I don't know.
Look at the good. Track list. I'm pretty sure that
I'm not. And then the last two, or the last three, okay. Cold Chamber, the first one.
Yeah,
no. Cool. I never had a Cold Chamber album.
And then Sepultura.
Yes.
Roots,
which one?
Roots, Bloody Roots.
Oh, no, yes, I had that. Because you have to like wear at Sepultura because they had the...
And then the last one will be Drowning Pool, the original, the first one.
I don't think I ever had that one.
There's a bunch more. Two after Drowning Pool was Orgy with the Candy Ass, and then the Union Underground.
They were terrible.
Then Head P.E. Golly, this list is good. And then...
Well, I was going to tell you the other day. So, yeah. So... The other day on Spotify, when I listened to the new Deftones album, which I really like, by the way, the new Deftones album, after I was done, it sent me into kind of the same playlist.
That bass player is fucking retarded.
And it is a good playlist, too. I listened to it all day.
I said the R word, and that's in a good way. Like, it's just like...
What?
It makes everybody...
You said rape?
No.
What'd you say?
Retarded.
Oh.
Because it is. You look at... You can. No one else can... He's... It's just out of control. He's out of control. It's amazing.
All right, I gotta take this call. Stupid.
What? Uh oh. Are we taking a break?
Yeah, I need to.
Because I want to talk about this UFO stuff. So we'll take a quick break. Hold on, we'll be right back. So, we never returned to finish the show. In fact, I'm recording this on Thursday evening, 2 days after we started the show. Without going into too much detail at this time, during the show, when we took our break, Matt found out that his sister passed away. It's crazy how your entire world can instantly change with a phone call or a text message. Like I said, there really aren't that many details at this time. And I wouldn't really feel like it's my place to relay any if there were. I have been in contact with Matt over the past few days, and he's told me that he's doing okay, just trying to deal with everything and help his parents out. I know we joke about thoughts and prayers being sent out on our show quite a bit. The old T's and P's. But if you know Matt, or you're a good friend with Matt, this might be a cool time just to reach out to him. Tell him you're thinking about him. I know we all are around here. You know, in the grand scheme of things, what we do out here every week doesn't really matter. We kind of do it just to make each other laugh, to get things off our chest and hopefully make you guys laugh that are listening. Sometimes when we're out here doing the show, we feel insulated inside of our own bubble and think that things can't really happen to us, especially stuff like this. But it's instances like this that bring us back to reality and makes us realize how precious life is. What does matter is that you tell your loved ones how much you love them. Hug them. Hold on to them. Don't take the time you spend with them for granted. The same thing for your friends. Tell your friends that you love them. Hug them. Make it uncomfortable. Value the time you have with them, because you never, ever know when it might be the last time.